Yeah. What's going on, guys? Welcome to a brand new episode of Tariq Radio. I am your gracious host. I am Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have y'all tuning in, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to chop up some good game like we always do. Right here in your face, ladies and gentlemen. Let everybody know that we're live right now. What we're going to do while everybody's gathering in the room, we're going to take that real quick commercial break. So y'all don't move a muscle, ladies and gentlemen, because we will be right back right here on Tariq Radio. Don't move a muscle.
Listen up, squares. You need to get the legendary book on game, The Art of Mackin, by author Tariq King Flex Nasheed. Available on Amazon right now. Can you dig it? This book has been a bestseller for 20 years, Jack. And the New York Times called it a classic. That means it's out of sight. So this book ain't for no lames who ain't trying to learn the game, jive turkeys. So if you're ready to stop slacking in your mackin', get The Art of Mackin' book on Amazon and Barnes & Noble right now, sucker. Rated PG. That stands for plenty of game, jive chumps.
Hey, I'm Marcus. I've been working a dead-end job for years and have been depressed. But then a friend recommended a book reading Guide to Being Black in IT. I read the book and the author took me through scenarios and gave me tips, which took an hour. I practiced using Cloud Labs, got certified, revised my resume, applied for some IT contracts, and got the job. If you're looking to get into IT or even in the field, now this is a must-read book. Go to www.beingblackinit.com.
Check out my new album, it's titled Foundational Black America. Packed full of that woke, critical race theory that's scarier. See, we created hip-hop in this North American area, and we must protect our own before they erase and bury it. Yeah, reparations is still our number one criteria. I'm FPA all day, Foundational Black America. Check me out at BossCrilla.com. That's BossCrilla.com.
Tune in to the Amiri Brown Show on YouTube, where they discuss all topics intrinsic to the black experience, from dating and marriage to race, economics, social issues, and politics. Subscribe to the Amiri Brown Show channel and tune in throughout the week. Make Black America great again or die trying.
Bro, stop playing and start spraying. Leave an op on the ground where you stand. At all costs, yeah, make sure you protect it. Old goon juice, the formula been tested. You can defend yourself if you find that you need a little help. Gotta stay ready, ain't no love in the street. Pepper spray straight to the face, make them get weak. Get it at oldgoonjuice.com. If they thinking you slipping, then tell them to come get them some. If you packing this, you won't be lacking. A shot to the eye in them problems you having. Maximal strip, hit them haters on ground, so you can feel free when you out in the town. Old goon juice, and don't forget a shirt, man. You gotta stay ready, that evil on lurk. Yeah.
Okay. You are now tuned into the legendary OG. Tariq Nasheed.
I want to apologize to all my friends.
On Tariq Radio.
Where is Tariq getting all this cash?
Oh, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. Glad to have y'all tuning in. Hope you guys are having a good week so far. It's not going to be a long broadcast today. Want to get in and get out. I got some stuff to do. But glad to have y'all tuning in, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, November 5th, we are having the historic, the monumental Rally for Reparations, Washington, D.C. Start booking your tickets and getting your accommodations ready now. This is going to be a historic march for reparations. We got some heavyweights that are confirmed. We got me. We got RZA Islam. We got Dr. Mayotte. We got Teslin Figaro. We got Dr. Boyce Watkins. We got Brother Kaba. Oh, yeah. We coming with it, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all don't want to miss this. This is going to be a monumental event, ladies and gentlemen, in Washington, D.C. Y'all need to get the carpools ready. Everybody needs to get ready to come on down to D.C. because it's going to be phenomenal, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we're here. Well, listen, let's speaking of the rally, Speaking of the rally, ladies and gentlemen, here's the thing. Shout out to Jay, Lioness Crown in the room. Listen, family. Are there COINTELPRO tactics being used around the reparations movement right now? We're starting to see a lot of shady behavior circulating around the reparations movement. Right now, we as Foundational Black Americans, we are really on that reparations vibe heavy. We are forcing the politicians to talk about reparations, good or bad. The fact that we have them speaking the conversation, we're going in the right direction, good or bad. Like the suspected white supremacist politician down there in Alabama talking about, you know, we want reparations because blacks are criminals. He said that just in so many words. But listen, we're getting the conversation out there and we're normalizing the conversation. We have not backed down. We are normalizing that conversation. So understand, in the 1960s, anytime there was a black movement going on, the FBI, you think they were going to let that sit by and just let it breeze by? No. Whenever there was a real grassroots movement, the FBI and the COINTELPRO program, they had to go out there and try to get in front of it. In the civil rights movement, what they did, and all of this stuff is very well documented now, they would create their own little bogus civil rights groups. They would go out here and create their little side groups, and these groups would sound so black, and they would sound so radical, and they would sound like they were just about the business. They would get these bogus civil rights groups that would pop up out of nowhere. They pop up and they would be talking real black. We gotta get these crackers. You know, they talk a good game. They would mirror the words of the legitimate civil rights organizations. And the thing is, these bogus organizations, they were all puppets of the COINTELPRO program. This was controlled opposition. That was one of the main tactics they used, was to get these bogus groups and make them sound like the real grassroots. And then they would kind of blend in and then sabotage the real grassroots organizations from within. So the name of the game was for them to get in good, to infiltrate the real riders. You understand? So what we've learned from that, we got to be very careful about who we associate with. We have to be careful about who comes around talking our words, talking our language, and talking about movements that we're talking about. Just like, let's go back to the Black Panthers. You had real riders like Fred Hampton. All of a sudden, you get this William O'Neill guy who talked a good game. He's like, yeah, I'm down to ride on these crackers. We need to feed the kids. They put him in charge of the free lunch program. He was up there bright and early every morning feeding the kids. He was also feeding the FBI blueprints of our brother Fred Hampton's house so that our brother Fred could get ambushed. He also, I think he was in charge of drugging Fred too, if I'm not mistaken, right? Didn't he facilitate the drugging of Fred so Fred would be asleep and he couldn't wake up while he was being ambushed? You see, just because somebody comes around talking a good game, you better be very careful. Just because somebody's talking like you don't mean they're for you. And if they got a shady, questionable background, we have to look into that. Look at Malcolm X. If you look at Malcolm X, pictures of him right before he got killed, you'll see a picture of a dude with him, guarding him, a dude named Eugene Roberts. Eugene Roberts was right there by Malcolm X's side. When Malcolm got shot, it was Eugene doing all that fake CPR. That dude was a damn agent. Big time agent, ladies and gentlemen. Big time agent. You dig? So we have to understand, ladies and gentlemen. We got to understand the game. We got to really look into people's backgrounds when they come around us trying to talk a good game. We have to look and learn and see who's who. You see? Now, this was all in the 60s and 70s. So now this was before the internet. now with the internet, man, this stuff is on 100. It's magnified times 100. So it's very easy for them to send ops and provocateurs and agents our way. It's easier than ever. Now you don't have to see people in person. You don't have to screen them. See, back in the day, they would have to send their ops in, and they would have to put the ops in witness protection, and you would have to hide the ops. And then you would have to sneak around and debrief them and all of this stuff. It was a lot of work. You don't even have to do that now. And even when they were doing that, they still had a bunch of ops running around the black community. Now you ain't even got to do that now. You can just get a dozen ops, not even a dozen. You probably got thousands of them. Just unleash them online and nobody knows who's who, right? So we got to see what's going on and how things play out in certain people who act like they're down. And they act like they're grassroots, but they're really AstroTurf. Now, we've been talking about our reparations march for a minute. Now, all of a sudden, we see people popping up, not just coming out with counter marches, that's what I call them, with the appearance of trying to work with us, but we also have a lot of ops running around on social media trying to discourage and to confuse our rally with others. You see, that's by design. Now, as we know, we did a move where we pushed our reparations march back. I don't think they were really expecting us to do that. They weren't really expecting us to continue our march and just push it back a couple of weeks. That's what we did. And that threw a monkey wrench in a lot of people's games, because the name of the game, I think, was for them to have marches and rallies on the same weekend as us in order to confuse everybody. Right? Yeah, we got some in the chat. Of course we do. But I think part of the game was for them to deliberately come around and confuse everybody. So you have multiple marches on the same weekend. Naturally, that would confuse people. Nobody would know where to go. Now, family, we just found out this today. There's another march that's happening this weekend on the exact same day we were initially going to have our march. There's a reparations rally, allegedly so-called. I say allegedly so-called. But this reparations rally is happening. Hold on, let me show y'all this, ladies and gentlemen. This is happening Saturday. This Saturday. Look at this right here. My sister Jade pointed this out to me. Now tell me this don't look oppy. Now all of a sudden, some group called the Black American Freedom Party, who they just made this page. They just made a Twitter page. All right. They got a website, the blackamericanfreedomparty.com. And here's their flyer for the reparations march that they're having on the same day we were going to have ours. We're coming to get our check, lineage based for Black American descendants of slaves, sponsored by the Black American Freedmen Party, Washington Monument, October 15th. No tangibles, no vote. They're using all of our verbiage. Okay, family, it don't get more suspicious of it than this, family. Does it get more suspicious? Come on now. And then you go to their website. They just put their website up. So they have this stuff here, giving a location where they're going to have the march. And family, let me tell you something. In this website, they just threw it up. Let me tell you something. I think this is 100% bogus. Well, look at this. A new grassroots organization advocating for the advancements of our people by bringing light to issues that plague our community and highlighting solutions that repair our community. Currently, we are focused on lineage-based reparations for the descendants of American slaves. Family, this is controlled opposition. This is some oppie type stuff right here, ladies and gentlemen. This is oppie as hell. This is oppie as hell. And truth be told, family, I don't think these people are really having a march. To be honest, yeah, you just pop up, what, 2 days before the march? All of a sudden you pop up 2 days before the march, claiming to be this new group, using our words, using our language, talking about you're going to be on a certain part of the area. I don't think that these people are actually having a march. I think this is some type of COINTELPRO type of op situation where they thought that we were going to have the march on the same day, and they were going to put this out to confuse people so that they can go to another location. I think they were going to use this to confuse people, to have them go to a completely different location. So to mix everything up, to try to dissipate the energy that was based on our march. So now there's two rallies on our old date. The same weekend, there's two rallies, ladies and gentlemen. And these people got these websites up. So yeah, this is real oppy and COINTELPRO-ish, but we have to understand the game here. We have to understand the game here and how people operate. They're not going to sit back and let us have a movement this strong without any kind of pushback, ladies and gentlemen. That's what it is, and we have to expect stuff like that. And even on the 5th, you know, there's some other stuff going on that I won't even speak on that because I'm not going to shed light, but there's some other stuff that's a little deep. But again, we're still going to have our joint on November 5th. We're going to make sure security is A1 top notch. We're going to make sure that it's tight. And this is going to be history making, ladies and gentlemen, because see what's going to happen this weekend. Let me tell you what's going to happen with these marches going on this weekend. What's going to happen? It's a lot of people are not going to show up. And what's going to happen? You're going to start seeing what the Secure the Scam dudes did. These people are going to try to start blaming me for their marches not popping off. They're going to blame me for their marches failing. They're going to say, oh, damn, our march failed because Tariq didn't support us. Y'all going to start hearing that. Oh man, Tariq was hating on us. Tariq didn't support us. He ain't really about no reparations. Tariq be hating. That's what they're setting this up for. I'm telling y'all now, by Monday, you're going to hear Tariq didn't let our march fail. Man, he ain't really down. You about to hear that. I already know the COINTELPRO tactics already. Just like when the Secure the Tribe pull-ups all failed around the country, it was Tariq's fault. Tariq, you don't be keeping it real. You up there with Puff Daddy and Revolt TV. You didn't support us. Why didn't you support us? We got to watch, folks, man. We got to watch people. It's not my job to lend clout to questionable people. Not doing that. Like I said, November 5th, that's where it's at. We're having our joint on November 5th, and that's what it is. It's going to be phenomenal. More information coming soon. I'm going to give some more information tonight, ladies and gentlemen. But yeah, we're going to see a lot up until the reparations march. We're going to see a lot of marathon crybaby behavior on Clubhouse and Twitter spaces. And I've been hearing about a whole bunch of these tethers and ops having crybaby coping sessions. That's all controlled opposition. They're having marathon crybaby sessions. These niggas are whining and crying in shifts. I hope your handlers are paying you overtime. You dig? But I digress, ladies and gentlemen. What else is happening out here in the news, ladies and gentlemen? Kanye. I told y'all when Kanye just started talking kind of reckless and then he started mentioning Jewish people and all of that stuff, I said, Kanye is trying to push that line. He's going to push that line and it's going to snap back at him. And I said, hey, man, if you push a line like that, boy, you better have a strong base, which Kanye does not have. He doesn't have a strong base. If you push that line, you better push it for a legitimate reason. If you're going to start going that way, you better have a hell of a strong base behind you. You dig? See, Kanye, basically, he low-key trolls just to see how much he can get away with. And he started saying stuff. He's going to go in on the Jews and all of that. And for what reason? If you go that route, what are you doing that for? What's the reason you're doing that for? You say, we're his base. I mean, really, are you his base? He's walking around with White Lives Matter shirts on. See, this is the thing. You can't sit here walking around with White Lives Matter shirts and then start talking about, well, slavery was a choice, and then you hanging around with Candace Owens, and then you say that we're your base. Okay? You understand what I'm saying? So the thing is, with Kanye, he start talking about how he's going to expose the Jews and all of that stuff, and like I knew, they start hitting him up. Chase, JP Morgan Bank, where is this? Let me find this. You know, Kanye, he's like, hey, I'm sitting on a whole bunch of money. I'm sitting on a lot of fat paper. And they were like, well, Kanye, well, that don't matter. JP Morgan Chase cuts ties with Kanye amid his controversies and an increasing connection to the far right. So they're like, yeah, Kanye, your billions of dollars that you make with Yeezy, yeah, we don't need it. We have something called codification. Yeah, we don't need you to put your money in our banks. Get up out of here. If you're going to start talking like that, we're gonna let you know how this thing really works, Kanye. You see? If you go there, you better have a strong base. And also, man, you got to understand chess, man. You better understand chess and not checkers. Sometimes, as a grown-ass man, you better play the chess game in a smart way. Now, some people in the chat room like, well, he telling the truth. You don't be scared. Nigga, as a grown-ass man, as grown people, you're not children. You don't say every dumbass thought that pops in your mind. You don't say everything that pops in your mind. You got to have decorum, especially if you're sitting on a lot of paper like that and you employ a lot of people and you are in a power position. See, this is what black folks going to have to learn. Yeah, you want to keep it real, but you also want to keep it tactical. All right? You ain't supposed to blab out everything that pops in your damn mind. That's what children do. You dig? You ain't no damn child. You don't shoot yourself in the foot knowing that you ain't really got the backup like that when you pop off and other people got that backup and you ain't got backup like that. You ain't controlling nothing like that, like you think you are. You better understand power. Power ain't getting in a position and, hey, look, I'm balling out so I can say and do anything I want. No, even rich white folks know better than that. They know not to get out here and just blab everything that pops in their mind. They know how to have decorum. You dig? And yeah, you better understand what real power is. And they're giving him a lesson. They're showing him what real power is. See, this is a lesson that you need to learn, black folks. Well, what if he telling the truth? You scared to tell the truth? Okay, how's that truth gonna work for you, nigga? How's that working for you? You done told the truth and they're zipping your bank accounts now. You dig? Like I said this last week, Kanye now, he fell right into a trap. So now they got his ass. They got him. So now when he does business deals, they're going to be like, well, look, you are high risk because of your views. So now in order for us to take a business risk with you, we're going to have to get more money. Yeah, Kanye. Now he has to pay for him keeping it real now. He has to pay. You understand? Yeah, my brother Nick Cannon learned, you know, he had to start paying off rabbis and, yeah. You dig? And Nick, I understand what Nick was trying to say. Nick wasn't really trying to be reckless. Kanye was low-key trolling. And here's the thing. See, with Kanye is hanging around a lot of the alt-right. He's hanging around Candace Owens' people. And what Kanye don't understand is that him and Candace, they are just mascots to the alt-right. That's not your base. These people are not going to back you up when the dominant society, when they start hitting up your bank accounts and you got to move hundreds of millions of dollars around, that gets real tricky. You don't want to start doing that. When you have to start doing that, these alt-right people that you're pandering to, they're not going to have your back. Yeah, you trying to be provocative and troll and try to push the troll line. No, dude, that ain't it. That's dumb at this point. It's dumb and it's unnecessary. And you fall into traps. So now you can't speak on racism no more. Dude. Right now, they're going to bring this up every single time now. Every time you try to speak on a racial issue, they're going to throw this in your face. You better understand chess, not checkers. We're not children. You don't have to so-called keep it real when you're in a power position like that. You keep it tactical. Let's get off this baby-ass mentality where every thought that pops in our mind, we got to blurt it out like we're 5 years old. That's what children do. That's what babies do. You see? That's why people like a lot of dumb shit that pops off on the internet. A lot of people like dumbass stuff where people just get on Twitter and YouTube and just blurt out nonsense and just say stuff just to be saying it. And niggas get entertained by that. That's plantation flunky stuff. That don't work in the real legitimate business world. That just doesn't work. It's not practical. You got to leave some of those tactics alone where you're just blurring out just random nonsense and you're being entertained by that. The crowd that's entertained by that don't matter. You dig? The crowd who's entertained by that don't matter. Kanye thinks that he hangs with these alt-right dudes. He can use their language and go out here and, hey, I'm Kanye. I'm provocative. I can say what I... They're going to treat you differently, Kanye, than they do a lot of the alt-right people who say this stuff. You see, notice they don't start messing with the bank accounts of all of these white people who have some of these far right views who talk about Jewish people and all. They don't mess with their bank accounts. You see, they don't mess with their bank accounts. The first thing they did with Kanye, go after his damn money. They start messing with his money. They were just looking for a reason. Kanye, you gave them a reason. When you get in a position that you got in, overcoming the hurdles, you got to play that close to the chest, man. You got to have some decorum about that because you better understand these people want you to fail and they're looking for a weakness. They're looking for you to throw them a bone so they can use, and you gave them the damn bone. You dig? You gave them a bone. You threw them a bone and now they're going to work that bone forever on your ass. You dig? They're going to work that bone forever. You dig? So we got to understand the game here. You got to be very tactful with how you roll and how you operate. You dig? You got to stop this childlike nonsense. We ain't children. We got to really grow up out of that. Hold on. People calling me again. I ain't gonna be on here too long. Just want to touch on a few things. Another thing I wanted to touch on. Did y'all see what was going on? Speaking of children, with 50 Cent and his son. Y'all see what's going on with 50 Cent and his son? 50 Cent's son got on social media talking about the family was getting $6,700 in child support, and ooh, that ain't enough. Oh, that ain't enough money. That ain't enough money. We should have got more money in child support. Now, 50 Cent's son right now, he's like 25 years old now. So he's not a kid no more. 50 Cent's son is 25 years old and up here talking about child support. So now there's this entitlement thing. And I understand that 50 and his son, they have an estranged relationship right now. I understand that. And, you know, that's unfortunate. That's very unfortunate. But the thing is, you know, this is 50's first son. He had it with the woman that he was with before he got his money up. So a lot of times there's a lot of bitterness there with the first baby moms. You know, she didn't get the ride the full wave. She was there in the beginning. And when he popped off, he kind of moved on to greener and better pastures, so to speak. So there's a lot of bitterness and resentment there. We know that 50 has had issues with his baby moms before. And, you know, they, you know, very public spats where she was trying to, you know, eat all 50 forever. And, you know, 50 has kind of limited all that stuff. So the mom is probably telling the son all types of stuff. So now the son feels a certain way. You dig? So now the kid is talking about, well, the son, well, yeah, what are we supposed to do with $6,700 a month? What are we supposed to do with that? What are we supposed to do with that? Yeah? What are we supposed to do with that? Yeah, at one point, wasn't he was given a $20,000, $25,000? Because I talked about this a long time ago. But here's the thing. With 50's son, I mean, damn, sometimes, man, your kids, when they get grown, they get a little ungrateful. And you're like, hey, well, you're going to have to flesh it out on your own. You know, sometimes you're like, hey, I'm not going to sit up here and do all of this stuff, go out of my way to do stuff for a damn ungrateful ass kid. You grow up and you doing ungrateful stuff. Because remember, you know, 50's son, he was up here taking pictures with Supreme's son. Y'all remember that? Let me show y'all that picture. This is 50's son. And he took pictures with one of 50's ops. Marquise was taking pictures with Supreme's son. And 50 was like, he made a comment. He's like, if both these little niggas got hit by a bus, I wouldn't have a bad day. So 50's like, yeah. And understand, Supreme, according to allegations, you know, I don't like to, you know, according to allegations, but the allegations were that it was Supreme who put the hit out on 50 that got him shot 9 times. That was the allegation. You understand? So if my son, who I done sat here trapping for and struggling to feed when I didn't have no money and I'm trying to make sure he's good and trying to get my career popping, and all of a sudden I'm out here trapping in the streets and getting shot, trapping. You dig what I'm saying? If I'm out here trying to feed my damn son and I'm niggas shooting me 9 times because I'm out here in the streets, and then my son grow the hell up and take pictures with the son of my op, yeah, I would feel a certain way too. I'm really not too mad at 50. I would feel a certain damn way too. I done sat up here, got shot trying to feed this kid, and you up here hugged up with the son of my op? Come on, young little 50. Young 50, no, brother. Nah, you can't do that type of stuff, son. Nah, you can't do that type of stuff. Yeah, that's some stuff you do growing up around your hood rat mama. That's little hood rat stuff. You dig? And now people are calling the kid out, and I keep saying kid, but he's a grown man, and they're like, you know, this, you're entitled, you're ungrateful. And then he put up a post right here. This is all cap right here. He put this post up right here. He put this post up on his Instagram. Entitled, with the word entitled, is that money? It looks like money written out in money. Since y'all think $6,700 is so much money, somebody tell my pops I will pay him $6,700 just for 24 hours of his time so we can do everything I wanted to do with him as a kid. Stop, dude. Stop, Marquez, whatever your name. Don't know. We're not buying the old, I'm just a poor little baby who just missed my dad. No, you're not going to do that, bro. Now he's trying to get, I miss my dad. He's trying to get dad sympathy. No, brother. You ain't going to do that, man. No, you're not going to do that, man. You taking shots at your dad publicly. No, bro. No, I'm not pulling out the violins for you on that one, buddy. No, you're not going to do that. You don't sit up here taking pictures with the son of an op, somebody who tried to kill your damn dad, and you sitting up here taking pictures, and all of a sudden, I just want to play some softball with daddy. No, nigga. No, you don't do that. You don't get to play the, I'm a little lost baby boy who didn't get my childhood. No. No. You forfeited all of that when you sat up here kicking it with the damn op, man. Now, you forfeited that when you were kicking it with a damn op, buddy. Nah, you don't do that, bro. $6,700 a month, that's actually good money, man. You better get your little ass out there and grind and hustle. You dig? You 25 now, dude. Stop listening to your mom. I see your dad bawling out, but now you get out here and start grinding and hustling, man. You need to get out here and get yours. Don't do all the, I miss my dada. I want to play basketball with my dada. No, I want to play video games with dada. No. You're not going to play that. It's too late for that. It's too late to play the have you seen my dada routine, brother. It's too late for that. You ain't getting no sympathy, dude. I'd be damned if one of my kids sitting up here booed up with an op, somebody who tried to off me, I would legally get your ass adopted to somebody. I would just disown you legally. I'll just get your name off my paperwork. I wouldn't claim your ass, to be honest. Somebody try to off me and you up here taking pictures with their folks? Man, please. Boy, let me talk to 50 Son. Boy, man, stuff like that will get you toe up in the streets, little old boy. Y'all, the kids of some of these rappers, y'all got to pump your brakes a little bit. The kids of rappers, sometimes they go out here and start having these little entitlement things, and then they try to get street cred by doing little weird stuff, and you don't have to do that type of stuff, which when y'all try to get street cred, it makes you look weird because you ain't really about that. Your parents sacrificed so you didn't have to go there. So the children of these rappers, y'all need to pump your brakes, and that goes for T.I.'s son. No disrespect to my brother T.I. I love T.I. His son is out here getting in beefs with people like Charleston White. Stuff like that, you don't want to, no, you got to pump your brakes on that. Y'all don't need to be out here instigating things with people who really ain't got nothing to lose. You understand? And trying to act like you really about that life. No, just chill and be a rich person's kid. Ride that way. What y'all need to do, man, you need to be out here hustling. 50's kid, man, go out here and get you a nice reality show or something like that. Go out here and work your pieces. If you 50's son, man, make a career out of that. Go out here, get on Growing Up Hip Hop or something, man. There's a whole bunch of shows and things that you can get on and be a part of, dude. You did get out here and get your weight up and not your hate up. Y'all stop playing that game, man, because it gets real out here in the real streets. That stuff that y'all do, let me tell you something. The streets, don't even play with these streets with some of the tactics that you're doing. Because the thing is, if you start messing around with these streets and they see you the kind of nigga that'll stand up here and take pictures with an op of your own father, you think these niggas in the streets gonna trust you? The niggas in the streets are gonna look at you real funny style. You understand what I'm saying? They gonna look at you as a piece of meat as well, because they're gonna look at you as a bogus person who can't be trusted. Therefore, you're gonna be looked at as a piece of meat. You're gonna be looked at as food. This is an untrustworthy nigga, so we need to get him before he get us. Yeah, these niggas gonna be like, yeah, 50 Cent's son is over here in the neighborhood, man. Let's rob this nigga for that $6,700. They'll steal that whole $6,700 of child support money that y'all probably ain't even get no more. I don't know if he's still even paying $6,700 a month no more for a grown-ass kid. They gonna get you, dude. Don't go out here in these streets like that. Don't try to play that game, man. Stay in your lane, brother. Stay in your lane. Speaking of kids, man, in Atlanta, NeNe Leakes, man, her son, and I think he might still be in the hospital. I don't know how he's doing, but NeNe Leakes' son from the Housewives show, her son, 23 years old, he had a stroke. NeNe Leakes' son had a stroke, and I hope he... get well soon, young man. Family, have y'all been noticing there's been a lot of cases of 23-year-olds and 20-year-olds having these strokes and heart attacks? Have y'all been seeing this lately? And from what I understand, a lot of these young people having these strokes and heart attacks, it's coming from the you know what. I'm not going to say. I'm not going to say, because you, if you start saying stuff on here, you'll get the they'll start dinging your page. But from what I understand, a lot of these strokes and heart attacks with these young people are coming from some of the you know what's. You dig? That's why I don't mess with them you know what's. You understand what I'm saying? Y'all get where I'm going. Y'all get what I'm saying without saying what I'm saying. Y'all better be careful with some of these you know what's out here, family. You better be careful. You better be careful with some of these snake bites. Some of these people are going out here getting snake bitten. And these snake bites are out here giving people strokes at 23 years old. How are you having a stroke at 23? And this is happening multiple times. Yeah, man. And then they tell you ain't nothing wrong with a snake bite. The hell it ain't. You understand what I'm talking about? It's real out here, ladies and gentlemen. When people are telling you what the deal is, y'all better listen to us. Listen to the black man. All right? Listen to the black man, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of us black men who are thorough, and I understand there's a lot of brothers in your neighborhood who ain't thorough. You don't listen to them. But brothers out here like myself and others who are thorough, we're going to tell you the right thing. We're going to tell you what you need to know. Just like we've been telling you about this black and brown thing that we see is just crumbling now. I've been screaming to the top of my lungs about the bogus black and brown coalition that doesn't exist. And now we're seeing this thing play out in real time, ladies and gentlemen. This bogus black and brown coalition, as we see out here in LA, how things are going down out here in LA. The members of the LA City Council, they're resigning. One woman has resigned. We're waiting on some of the other people to resign today because of the anti-black racism coming from some of the white Latinos there. It's real, family. And I've been telling people for the longest about this one-sided black and brown coalition, but you got these people out here, these black folks who sit up here for the longest trying to push that coalition line. I want y'all to hear this right here. This is some man on the street situation where this some Mexicans were asking this random black dude, can Mexicans use the N-word? And listen to this Sambo response right here. See, we got to watch stuff like this, this type of goofy mentality. Hold on, hold on. Listen to this. Hold on. Hold on.
Should Mexicans be allowed to say the word?
First of all, Hispanics are pretty much niggas, so I ain't even gonna worry about that.
Like, for what reason, though?
Because y'all be doing the same thing that only us black folks have done 24/7. They treat y'all even worse right now. Well, y'all built this whole thing.
I appreciate
you
that.
You feel me? Hey. I work with Mexicans all day long, bro.
Hey, you're officially invited to the Casasada.
Oh, Lord, 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 Lord. Okay, goofy dudes like that. That's some Negro who's probably laying up with a Mexican chick. You do, you dig? Dudes who talk like that, those are goofy dudes who sit here and they're happy to get sex from Mexican girls. But if you want to know the truth, the real deal, remember there's a brother back in the day, Terry Anderson, who was breaking the game down about that coalition. Don't forget this. You have black men like this telling the truth. Hold on.
The black elected officials refuse to address the problem. My own congressman refuses to address the problem. And I think the problem is black folks see all minorities as allies. And this is not the case. These people are not here for our common good. They're here for their own good. Where I don't have any ill will towards anybody, I also want to look out for my race. I'm a black American. I've never used a hyphen, but I will refuse to turn my back on my race and see what's going on in South Central to my people and let these people come in here and just take over. I'm not going to sit back and watch it. And I think it's a terrible thing, a horrendous thing for anybody to see this going on and say, well, he's a minority like me, so I won't speak up. I don't care where he comes from. The key to this whole thing is stop the denial. Stop the alliances of, in other words, he's a minority like me, so I can't speak up against him. If this was white folks committing these lynchings to us in South Central, what's going on, there would be an outrage in this country. We have had firebombs thrown through windows. We have had people's cars burned in the driveway because they happened to move into the wrong communities. We had a lady who moved to East L.A., came to the state from the South, not knowing what East L.A. was. It was an all-Hispanic community. She wasn't there one day. We had another man who was burned out of his house in Torrance last year. We had 5 murders in Hawaiian Gardens just because the people were black. This would not be tolerated if this was white on black crime. But the fact that these people come here, and it's the numbers, sir, it's the numbers. They come here in the numbers, they build up the Hispanic community, and they get this sense of power against us. And there are race riots in the schools every day in Los Angeles. It never makes the media. The black kids are being run out of the schools every day and told to go back to Africa. It never makes the media. We are having people who are being discriminated against on every avenue of society, economic, schools, even in our prisons now.
Real talk, my man was spitting, wasn't he? That brother was spitting. Yes, he was spitting truth to power. Israel, what do you see a lie? I didn't hear no lie. So you have brothers out here. Many of us have been saying the same thing for a long time. Look, man, there's no real coalition. We got to stop giving up our power for all of these other groups. We got to start building our own power. We don't need no damn coalition because ain't one anyway. Get off this thing where you just hate your damn self and you hate other black people by proxy and you don't want to build up a power base with other damn black people. Let's get off that. Because it's real out here. We're seeing the result of this stuff with these city council members sitting up here talking the way they were talking and how comfortable they were. So we got to understand how comfortable they were with all of that anti-black racism they were spewing out here. You dig? But I digress, ladies and gentlemen. But anyway, man, and like I said, trust the black man. Trust black men. There's a video I saw. I wish I could find it. I wish somebody in the room could find it. Somebody tweeted this to me the other day. It was a little white kid and the mother. It was a white kid sitting in his car seat. And the mother said, if you get kidnapped or if you get lost. No, she said, look, what did I tell you? If you get lost, what do you do? And the little white kid said, find a big black guy. Find a big black man. That's right. Don't talk to nobody, but go find a black man. All right. I want y'all to understand why she told her kid that. There's a little white kid, and she said, what happens when you get lost? Don't talk to nobody. Go find a big black man. Go find a black man. I wish I could find the damn video. Somebody sent me the video, and I cannot find the video. You saw that too? Somebody, if y'all have the, yeah, some people are confused by that. I'm going to explain why she told him. I know why she said it to him. I know why she said it to him. I want to show y'all the video. Does anybody have that video in the chat room? Do y'all have a link to that video? I want to show the video of it. And I was looking for it earlier. Somebody tweeted it and I saw it and I can't find the video. But some people are confused. Like, why would a kid say, go find a black guy? You know why? I know why the mother said that. If you get lost, go find a black guy. Because white people know that a black person is less likely to harm a child. Y'all understand what I'm saying? They understand that a child is relatively safe with a black adult. A black man, a black family. There's a reason why during slavery and Jim Crow, white people would have black people watch their children. Do you understand what I'm saying? There's a reason. Here it is. Okay, shout out to Michael Warden. Okay, hold on. Let me get it. Hold on. Wait. Shout out to Michael Warden. I know my man is all on top of it. Hold on. Mom, okay, here it is right here. There you go. Michael Warden is on the case. Let me show y'all the actual video. Shout out to my brother Wartox. Okay, where we at? All right, let me show y'all the actual video. Very interesting. Hold on. All right. Let me show y'all this here. All right. While I'm talking to you, here we go. Mom instructs white kid to find a big black guy if he gets lost. Okay. A parent, one of our worst nightmares, what they should do. Okay. watch the video here. Where's the video? Where's the video? She, because they find a big black guy. In the video, mom says, mom added her reasoning because 77% of child predators are not black. Exactly. Exactly. Most of the child predators are not black men. Where's the damn video? Okay. Okay, the video. I can't see the video. Okay, it says watch the video here. Hold on. Wait, hold on. Let me see what this is. Oh, okay, on TikTok. Okay, it's on TikTok. Watch now. Okay, how'd I do this? Hold on. Okay, yeah, this is TikTok. Hold on. I don't know whose TikTok this is. Okay. This is supposed to be, it's not working. All right, don't worry about it. But, okay. Yeah, the video is not working for some reason. But, basically, the mother was right. Most child predators are not black men. Most of them are suspected white supremacist males. They understand if a child is lost, a suspected white supremacist male will be more of a threat to that damn white child or child, period. If a child is lost, a suspected white supremacist male will be more of a threat. You dig? Okay, here, Jade, my sister Jade sent it to me. Hold on, let me see something. Let me try to find the actual video. Wait, Jade sent it to me. Hold on, let me see something, guys. Let me see if I can play the video real quickly. They just tweeted it to me, I think. Hold on. Hold on one second. Whose page is this? Okay. Raphael, to go. Hold on, let me look it up real quick. Hold on one second. Okay, what? I can't find this. Now I gotta look this person's name up. Ah, man, I can't find this person's name. I hate when I'm trying to look shit up. Hold on. Because I want to show the video. And my sister just sent it to me. And while I'm talking to you guys, talk among yourselves. How's the weather in your town? Okay, here it is, right here. I think this is it, Raphael the Goat. Okay. Where is it? Okay, where is it, man? Okay. I'm trying to see if I can find it. I'm looking at Raphael the Goat's page. I'm looking at it. Oh, here it is. Got it. All right, here it is right here. All right, this is the page right here. All right, hold on. Let me play it. Finally got it. Okay, this is it right here. Okay. Now, here we go. Hold on.
What do you do if you get lost?
Find a big black guy.
You find a big black guy, and what do you tell him?
That I'm lost.
That you're lost?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I find my home.
Okay.
There you go. So basically, that's it. So yeah, they know. Like I said, man, look, during Jim Crow, they would have black people raise their children, black women raising their children. They knew not to leave their children with other white people like that, who they didn't know. They knew how some of these white supremacists were. Yeah. And they understand black people, especially foundational black Americans. And I've always said this, foundational black Americans, we're the only group who do not have an open child sex trafficking entity. We don't have that. We don't have an open child pedophile or sex trafficking industry in foundational black American culture. I'm not saying that we don't have some Negroes who are pedos out here, but that's behind closed doors that don't nobody know about. You got to go way underground to do that type of shit with among foundational black Americans. You got to be a loner to do that type of stuff, because if people found out, that's your get down, that's your ass within foundational black American society. Remember, up in Milwaukee, they found some pedos and burned their house down and saved some girls. You see, we don't have, as foundational black Americans, we are literally the only group who does not have an open child sex trafficking pedophile culture where you can point to somebody in our society or some location to say, hey, go over there among those FBAs so you can go get you a child. We completely don't have that at all. If you even inquire about some shit like that, your ass is grass among us. You understand? Other cultures got it big time. You can go to India and they'll point you to where the kids are. You go to Asia, they can point you to where the kids are. You go to Africa, I hate to go there. Gambia, oh, it's wide open over there in places like Gambia. It's wide open over there. The white folks go over there and just have a field day with the kids and everybody know what's going on. We don't have that nonsense. That's why nobody can say nothing about us. That's why I don't let nobody criticize us for nothing. Nobody can say anything about us. You can't pull no type of rank, pull some type of moral supremacy, nothing. You can't point the finger at us on nothing because we don't go that low. We don't have that nonsense. You cannot come around us and we're going to show you where to go to mess with some damn kids. Yeah, Nigeria too. Yeah, the Caribbean too. That's why there's a reason why Epstein and those people were setting up shop in the Caribbean, guys. There's a reason why they were setting up shop in the Caribbean. I hate to go there. They got it all in the Caribbean. They can point you to where the kids are. Understandable, that's just what it is, man. I'm just speaking the truth. So yeah, they know if a child is lost, find you a black person, find you a black man. You're going to be safe with that black man. If you're going to be safe with anybody, you're going to be safe with that black man. The black man is going to get you to safety, because number one, you know, the last thing we want to do is get caught with a child and the child is harmed, because we know that all the hammer will come down on us. We know we're going to get we would get punished to the fullest extent of the law. So we know not to harm no damn kid anyway, even if we wanted to, which we don't. We don't want to do that, because that's looked at as cowardly within our culture anyway, messing with kids or harming a child. You dig? But anyway, man, I digress. Let me get up out of here. I think we had a constructive conversation on tonight's broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget the march, November 5th, happening in Washington, D.C. More details coming soon, ladies and gentlemen. Go to officialfba.com to get my book, Foundation of Black American Race Beta. Go to hiddencolorsfilm.com to get Hidden Colors 1 through 5. Go to Buck Breaking Movie to get the movie Buck Breaking. And I will holler at you this weekend. Pupia Kute and Lila Vuve to the family. Peace.